Bezer Shemesh Baruch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Shgagos, and the laws of Karbanos as it relates to the erroneous sins, and the Sefer Karbanos in the book of individual sacrifices, where we continue the theme as we're discussing over here. In this Perek, is specifically regarding recognizing the sin and the atonement of Yom Kippur. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, regarding if person himself doesn't know, but others testify to him that he did sin, as that relates to his obligation and liability for Karban Chatas. Misha Hidu Lav Edim Shachata. If witnesses testified regarding the individual that he sinned a sin shechayim lav chatas kvu, that would make him liable for a set sin offering. Now, b'lei yitzrubay, they didn't warn him beforehand. Had they warned him, then he would be considered deliberate not b'chayim b'chatas. Elamer, rather, they said, re'inucha she'asisim malacha b'shabbos. We saw, we were at a distance, we saw that you committed this malacha on Shabbos. V'shechata chayla, we saw you ate forbidden fat. Boimi says, ani yudeya b'vadish she'asisi davar zeh. I know definitively I didn't do this thing. Se'ein chayim b'chatas, not be liable for chatas. Now, why is he believed in face of two witnesses? Because generally we believe two witnesses against individual. But since had he said, I was deliberate, yeah, you saw what I did, but I was deliberate, then you put him in a carbon, he would be exempt from carbon because he's not denying them what they said about him. He's just saying something that was in his head regarding intention. He could say he was deliberate. So when he tells them, no, I didn't eat and I didn't do it. So it's like as if he said, no, I didn't do it by mistake. I did it deliberately. Shupatim that come, which that would exempt from a carbon anyway. So, he's not really denying the witnesses. Now, if he's going to go straight up to them and deny it and says, no, I didn't eat, no, I didn't make a mistake, not deliberately, I didn't do anything, and he's not believed, he would be chayv achatz. Rama says, leidam perek yodav, aloch achaz. But here, where he's saying, I didn't do it, it's like as if he's saying, oh, I didn't do it the way you're saying it, by mistake, I did it deliberately. Which, again, that he is believed because that's not contradicting them, and therefore he would be exempt from a carbon. Now, halacha beis, let's say shasak. Let's say he was silent. But lehifli gas edim, and he didn't push away the witnesses. So, afil amale isha. So, even if it's just a woman who said to him, you know, chal techeb, you ate forbidden fats. Or you see some halacha b'shabbos. Or you did forbidden work on Shabbos, but shasak, and he was silent. Chayev lavi chatas, he's liable to bring a karma chatas. Amale eirech, let's say one witness tells him, chaylev huzeh. Tells him beforehand, said, this is forbidden fats, but shasak, and he's silent. Doesn't say anything. V'chazav achal b'shkog, and then by mistake he goes and eats it. Maybe chatas, he also is going to have to bring a karma chatas. Then his rebellion, if two witnesses, one before and say, hey, don't eat this, loikalev is going to glashes. Although the primary testimony that's going to actually make him be liable is only because of the one witness who said beforehand that it is chaylev and he was silent regarding that, ultimately, shtik is kaida, his silence is like admission, and therefore he knows, and we know that it's considered that, and the erechad is nem bisuin, that it is chaylev, and he eats it, and two witnesses warn him, so therefore he's going to be chayev for the lashes on that. Halacha Gimel continues regarding what happens if someone separates a karmachatas for two sins. So, says the Rambam, Kvar be'anam helchaz p'sulam mikdashim. Already explained the laws of invalidated sins regarding karbanos and pegdas vav halacha vav. Shamafrish chatase ala chelev sha'achal. Someone separates a sin offering for the forbidden fats that he ate. So, lo yiv'yen ala Shabbos shechil. He cannot bring that chatas for desecrating of the Shabbos. Oil adam sha'achal for having eaten blood. Kishnev the pasuk says in Be'yikra, v'hevi karbanai siris izim agayme. He should bring his carbon, a she-goat, etc. al chatosay ashachata for the sin that he sinned. What's al chatosay ashachata? Achiyah karbon l'shem mechata. The carbon has to be for that sin. Lo yishay kervin mechata al chet. He can't bring a carbon for one sin for another sin. Then hekervin if he did sacrifice psal, it's invalid. Yes, al zamer. More than this, they said hivish chatosay al chel shachal emish. If he separated karbon chatas for the fats that he ate yesterday, lo yivyan al chel shachal. He can not bring it for the forbidden fats that he ate today. Now, there, maybe if he did bring, because ultimately it is for that sin, keeper, he does get atonement. That's the girsa that we have. And in Tzarech Leiman, you have to say, Shemefrisha of the mace, that if his father separated carbon for this sin and he died, Bahoya ben Mechuy Boisachet, and the son is liable for that carbon for that same sin, the son cannot bring it for the father's sin. Commission is Barsham, like we explained over there in Perikta Halacha Aleph, where when you have a chata, Shemesa Balao, where the father died, it has to be left to die, and the inheritors cannot bring it for himself. Halacha Dalt. If someone brings a carbon chatas for two sins, now, since he specified that this carbon chatas should be for those two sins, you cannot sacrifice at all. Because it says, as we mentioned before, carbon al chatasai, and for one sin, not for two sins. Now, neither could you go ahead and sacrifice it for one sin, because it was designated for two sins, and therefore it's not carbon al chatasai. So, rather, the halacha is tira at sheyibul bamum, you have to let it graze till it develops a blemish, and then mitimocha, and then you sell it. V'yavi b'dmei chetzi l'chet zeh. And after you sell it, which you had designated for two sins, so the proceeds, half the proceeds, you buy a carbon for this sin, would make chetzi l'chet hasheni, and the other half of the proceeds used for the other sin. So if two people chip in together for one sin offering for their two sins, Heroso, that's not valid. It has to be he has to be karbane al chatasai. So tirat sheibul b'mum v'timacher. You let it graze the lobs of blemish and you sell it. V'yavaz echatasai b'mechetzia. And this one brings his sin offering with half the proceeds. V'yavaz echatasai b'mechetzia. And the other person brings his karmachatas with the other half of the proceeds. Halacha hey. Hevishtei chatois al chet echad. Someone brings two sin offerings for one sin, where he only needs one chatas. He's bringing two animals for this one sin. So Yaakov is a shiirza. So he can sacrifice whichever one he wants to. They're both options. Vashniya, and the second one, which has no utility, tirat shiibol b'mum, let it graze the lebes of blemish, v'ibol b'mel l'dava, and then from its proceeds is used for a donation for the carbon when no animals are being brought. Halach above, hevi shtei chatoi sashnei chatoim, let's say he brings two sin offerings for two sins, but he doesn't designate which is for which. Okay, zu tishach l'shem chet echad, this one will be slaughtered for this one sin, vashnei l'shem echad sheni, and this other second one will be for the second sin. Halacha Zayin contains what's the halacha of a sin offering of a meshumet, of someone who is a rebellious renegade Jew. Kvar bi'anu b'hilchas mazik abans. We already explained the laws of the activities of kabbanis in Perigim halacha Dalad. Shamum alaboy dezar. Someone's a renegade in rebelliousness regarding worshipping idolatry. Ilchal Shabbos b'fasta, or publicly desecrating the Shabbos. So im kabban min a karban kal, we do not accept from him a carbon at all, even for some other sin. Because he has halachic status as a mumel l'chol tarakula, where he's excluded from a carbon, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yikra, Adam kiyakv mekem carbon. Mekem is not all you, which excludes a mumer, and idolatry and Shabbos have like as if he is renegade regarding the whole Torah. Now, but v'hamumel avei meshar aver, so if someone's a renegade for a sin from any one of the other sins of the Torah, so emakav men chatas al oisachet, so we only don't receive from him a sin offering regarding that sin itself. So ketzer household. So mumel l'chol chelab, let's say he's a renegade where he eats forbidden fats. Where he one time ate it by mistake, the forbidden fats. He says, oh, I did an aver by mistake, I'll bring a chatas. Now, we don't accept from him because he's a mumer regarding this. He anyways blatantly goes and eats forbidden fats. We only accept from him the carbon that she acts the chuba until he repents. And even if this, that he's a renegade, that he does it intentionally, he does it only because he has a lust, a desire to eat forbidden fats, not deliberately to anger God. And one time it happens that it was a mix-up. It was innocent that he ate the forbidden fats when he intended to eat kosher fats. And he eats the forbidden fats, maybe he's going to bring a carbon. And again, we don't accept it from him. The reason for that is, because once he has already been eating this deliberately, whether if he's doing it to anger God or he's just doing it for lustful reasons, either way, Hari Mumer is already considered as a rebellious person. And again, therefore we don't accept that carbon from him until he repents. Now, but let's say he was renegade regarding eating forbidden fats. And by mistake, he eats something else, a different issue in the Torah, that had been blood. That way, you would accept from him a commercial man, like we explained in Hilchos Maaseh Kabbanis over there, where it's only for that aver itself, besides Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, that you wouldn't. But for some other issur, when you did it, you would be able to bring a chatas for that other issur. Halacha Ches. Misha Shagag v'hivrish chatasim. Someone made a mistake, and he separated karma chatas for that aver that he did. And then after he already separated the carbon, waiting to be brought, he became a renegade Jew. And he therefore cannot bring karbanas. Then he repented. Or in a shtato, or a similar case, let's say he became mentally deranged. And then he became sane again. So although there was a period in between of when he had already separated and designated, before he actually brought it, where he was rejected for bringing a carbon, because a shayda cannot bring it, and so too a mumer cannot bring it. Still, there is a chazav anira. He subsequently does go back and be able to be viable to bring that carbon. And the reason that is shame balichaim nedachim, because living creatures cannot be considered as rejected in halacha. We explain the laws of invalidation regarding carbonus in per gimel halacha of gimel per gvav halacha aleph. Lafikach erkav enatzma. Maybe you can bring this animal itself. Although there was a time period where that was, so to speak, rejected, living creatures cannot be rejected. Now, because just like if, let's say, the animal develop a passing blemish and be healed from that, like we said, the living creature not be rejected, but go back to its validity, so too it's related to the owner, where he became mentally deranged, or he went off from the Jewish path. But because of Niru. But when they come back and they're viable again, the same thing, Yikrov, it's going to be sacrificed, no difference if it's in the Chetzo or in the Gavra, ultimately the Baal HaChaim, not in the Dachan. Halacha Tes, regarding the atonement of Yom Kippur, as that applies to a person's liability for his karbanas. So, regarding the obligations of a person bringing a karmachatas, and the definitive guilt offerings, which are for certain sins, let's say a person has this obligation, and then Yom Kippur passes by, you still have to bring that karban after the David Toman passes. But the Chayav Hashem is Teluyim. If someone has the suspended Hashem, which is when he doesn't know if he committed a sin or not, which the Torah obligates him until he knows definitively, he has to bring an Hashem Tali. If Yom Kippurim passes, then Peturim is actually exempt from bringing the Hashem Tali. Kesher Nemetz says in the passing of the Yikum, Kol Chataseichem, from all your sins left in the Hashem to Torah in front of Hashem, you will be purified. So Kach Lam the Mipi Hashem, this is what they learned from tradition. Shekol Chet She'in Makar Boy El Hashem, that any sin that only Hashem recognizes, which is what the Hashem Tali is, he doesn't even know if he committed a sin, says Lefnei Hashem, that's Tetaru, Niskapalai, he is atoned for that. Now, Lefikach, therefore, since all his obligations of the Hashem Tali, once Yom Kippurim passes, he's exempt from the carbon. So Mishabal Yodisvika there, b'yom kippurim. So if someone actually does something that he's not sure if he committed a sin, which is usually a liability of Hashem Tali, on Yom Kippurim, afilu mechashichi, even if it's like literally a few minutes before it's getting dark that Yom Kippurim is ending, Patam Hashem Tali is going to be exempt from the Hashem Tali. Shakol Yom Mechaber, because every moment Yom Kippurim is Mechaber. So those last few minutes after he did this, that he's not sure if he did the sin to be Hashem Tali, Yom Kippurim is atoning for that. So the Mitzvah Salam, it comes out that you learn, She'imavin aloi hoida, Shoyim Kippurim Ashram Tali, that a person would not bring for not knowing if he committed a sin on Ashram Tali if it's on Yom Kippurim. Elam le kippur le Yom Kippurim, only if Yom Kippurim will not atone for him. Like we can explain later in Halacha Yod, next Halacha, when would that be that it wouldn't work, as Halacha Yod explains. Because the atonement of Yom Kippurim, neither V'leachat is not a sin offering, V'leach Ashram not a guilt offering, Mechabim, they will not do their atonement. Ela ala halashavim, only for those who repent, hamaminim mechaparasim, who trust and believe in that atonement of these entities of Yom Kippur, mechatzis nashim. Aval hamavad them, but one who rejects them, in mechabim bay, it will not atone for him. Ketzer haso. So let's say he mevayit, let's say he was rejecting this whole idea. But maybe chatos yashem, what is he going to do? He's like, okay, I'll bring my sin offering, I'll bring my guilt offering. But he's saying, or he's thinking this heart, she'inil mechabim, he don't do any atonement. So although he sacrificed according to his mitzvah, he's not atoned with this. Now, when he ultimately repents, maybe itasa from his rejection, then he has to bring his karma chatzis in his ashram. So if someone rejects Yom Kippurim, the damn atonement will not atone for him. The figure there from the schayv b'ashram tali. So let's say he was obligated in the ashram tali. The avol Yom Kippurim, this is what we referenced in the previous locha. And Yom Kippurim passes b'mavagba and he's rejecting his whole idea. How is it loin eskapalei? Actually, Yom Kippurim will not atone for him for his ashram tali. When he subsequently repents after Yom Kippurim, then chayv l'havig kol ashram tali shoyi chayv. He's going to have to bring every ashram tali he was obligated in because Yom Kippurim did not work for him because he was mavad in it because he didn't believe in it. Aluchi alav kol ashram shabatera na'akven es hakapar. All guilt offerings that are mentioned in the Torah are integral and they withhold the validity of the atonement of the person. Chutz me'asham nazir, except for the ashram that the nazir brings when the nazir became tummy, he has to bring an ashram when he's purifying himself. Now this ashram nazir does not ma'akav de kapar, rather right when he brings his kamachatas, he can already start counting his new state of naziris. Now, suffic nazir, regarding if a person's not sure if it became tummy or not, usfek mechusri kapara, and he's not sure if he's someone that's lacking atonement. Meaning, let's say, for example, a Zav. He's not sure if he saw two discharges or three discharges. Where he's only chayv to bring a chatas a'if if he had three discharges. So because of the doubt, he has to bring the chatas a'if. And usveik saita, which actually means a regular saita, who's always in the state of suffik, where her husband wandered and she's secluded, and we're not sure if she became defiled or not. So kulam mevin come in the same achim ekipurim. They all have to bring their karbanas after Yom Kippurim. The reason for that is because Yom Kippurim says that it will atone for the person for all their sins, and the person will confess for all his sins, l'chol chataisim, which means v'loy l'chol tumasim, and all these situations, safek nazir, safek mechuz kapar, safek saita, their kabbanas are only either for purification or to permit him to eat kachim and not to atone for a sin, and therefore, those three categories will have to bring their kabbanas after Yom Kippurim. Halachi Beis discusses regarding a carbon of someone who was judged to be killed. So, Michu Mechuyiv Chatzis Hashem, someone who was liable for a sin offering or guilt offering, and he's being taken out of the courts to be executed. I mean, besides what he had committed by mistake and error to bring a carbon, he also did something that's Chayv Mises Bez. So, if his carbon was already slaughtered, so Mashnaisi, we delay him at Shizar Kadam until the blood is sprayed, because you could only bring it if the person's alive, and then he's executed. But if the carbon wasn't even slaughtered yet, then in Mashanasi Ajayakribu Allah, then you don't delay his death until you sacrifice it and then receive the blood and spray the blood, because there's a prohibition of Inu Hadin of the withholding the execution, which is afflicting to the person, and therefore rather you execute him and you don't bring the carbon.